The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool.
You are listening to an encore performance from last Sunday.
Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. It really does. Settles way in your soul.
Deep in the soul.
Deep, deep, deep. Good morning, everyone. This is Terry Raposa, Wynn Carpenter, Janet Chandler, the Hat Man, broadcasting live from KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We are streaming on KCNR1460.com. If you have a question or a comment, 605-4567, 605-4567. And if you didn't hear the program previous to this one, Matt was amazing. I just want to say that I would go back, and I would go back to the archive, and I would listen to that program, Liberty Unabashed. Very well done. Very, very well done. He hit the school system, and we have Janet on with us today when it comes to the Constitution, when it comes to liberty and law. She is the First Lady of Jefferson. How are you, Janet?
I'm good, and I'm always ready to talk about education.
That's right. Now, we learned something, though. We do have a button here in case somebody slips. And that button gets used. However, when Janet is here, she has a way of formulating the same effect that you would have if you used colorful metaphors. So, Janet, we're excited to have you here. But I did want to bring up that we will be doing something new here. The state of Jefferson is doing something new in the broadcast world. Jefferson State of Mind will now be doing a live YouTube, a live podcast. We'll be doing that on Mountaintop Media. This new studio that they have is amazing. Everything is state of the art, and the equipment will allow the listener really to experience video stream. There'll be a call-in number. It'll be on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all kinds of social media. Mountaintop Media, that's three words, Mountaintop Media. You can Google that to get us. Our first program is tomorrow at 9 a.m., 9 a.m. You can go to username Jefferson, _ state of mind.
Nope.
It should be mine, M-I-N-E, but it was said, yeah, it's mine, M-I-N-E, Jefferson, _ state of mine, and you can go to that. We will be on YouTube. Again, we're pretty excited about this. These folks asked us to come in and do this weekly program. We're going to do it in addition to what we have here, and yeah, we're pretty excited about everything here. As far as this thing goes, again, it kicks off tomorrow at 9 a.m. We can't wait to do it. But right now, we've already got a phone call. Steve, we have a guest. Can you make this quick, buddy? What's up?
Yeah, it's about Janet, and I wanted to get a little bit more input on her. I know she's got great knowledge on the Constitution, and that's what this is all about. It came very, very clear to me the other night that the only thing that we really have to focus on is the Constitution and bringing that and the power of God in the Constitution. The country was founded on God, and then the Constitution was founded through God. And we don't focus enough on the power of the energy of the God self in every one of us and to bring that energy, that force forward through the Constitution. And I'd like to hear more comment from Jen on that, if you, if you care to. Thank you. I'll say goodbye.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
I will say this, that obviously our system of government, our country, our culture is based on what was given to us by our Creator. Call it God, call it whatever you wish. I like the word God. And our Constitution is based on the rights that our Creator has granted to us. So the entire Constitution, even though it doesn't go through and say God, 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 it is based on that. And we recognize that because it was given to us through the Declaration of Independence.
Well stated.
Well stated.
So that funky old piece of paper, that old document.
Yeah.
Is it? It's a little dusty, isn't it?
Not in my house, it isn't. It gets shuffled through every day.
Well, it's timely. It's timeless.
It's timely and it's timeless.
We need to, as a unified country, we need to get off our butts and use it. It's the rule book. It's the playbook. It is the document that we have been here as a country for so long with. It's carried us through many things, but it's also been tarnished by the abusers of it.
How many times have you heard people say, well, I went through my grandmother's belongings after she died, and I found two drawers of clothes and gifts that she had been given and never used, never worn. And she always said, oh, I'm saving that for a good occasion. Well, folks, God gave us this gift of a country, of a constitution, of rights. Don't put them in the drawer and wait for a good occasion. Use them. Use them now. The occasion is here. God did not intend them to be stuffed away for another time. The time is here. Well, we always say it. The time has come for 51.
Yeah.
It's God-given.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, it's not just for the adults, if you will, in the room, you know, no matter what your age is, to read it and then just cast it aside. Teach your children about it so they understand it. And if you don't know, get educated on it. There are many ways of doing that. And they can talk to any one of us. They can call in. There are different groups and organizations all over the country that are working with the Constitution effectively and making it happen. We need to do this wholeheartedly nationwide.
How about the schools?
Starting with
the
school.
I don't want to talk about the school.
Yeah, you do. That's what we're going to talk about. But I mean, you guys are right. You know, the Constitution is the line in the sand. You don't get your rights from the Constitution. You get the rights from your maker.
Yep.
And the Constitution is the line in the sand that no one ever crosses. The Constitution binds the government. It doesn't tell the people what they can or can't do. It binds the government. And I think we've had that wrong for a long time. But anyway, I do want to talk a little bit about education. We did our Constitution. We had a section in the Constitution, the Jefferson Constitution, about education. And Janet, I'd like you to just give us a little quick overview of that, and then I have some questions on things that people have asked about that. So shoot away, my dear.
Okay. First of all, when we wrote this Constitution, we were kind of going back to the preamble of the Federal Constitution when it says, in order to create a more perfect union. Well, this Constitution is on its way to creating a more perfect state. Just because California, Idaho, Nevada, Massachusetts, I don't care which state you choose, just because they've always done it that way doesn't mean it's right and doesn't mean that's the way that Jefferson should do it. And when we formed Jefferson Constitution, we did it with the idea that we were going to protect our God-given natural rights of life, liberty, and property, or the pursuit of happiness, whichever way you want to look at that, it's all the same concept. If we're going to protect people's life, liberty, and property, how can we put the state in charge of education? Your children are yours. Call them property. They're also your life. How can we turn over the most important thing in your children's life, which is training and upbringing them, to a state that doesn't care about your children, truly? They care about a lot of things, but not your children, not the way that parents do. So we decided to take the job of education out of the hands of the state and return it to where it rightfully belongs, and that's into the hands of the parents. Now, the state has always had the biggest control over your children and education because they pay for it. So how do we solve that? Don't have the state pay for it. Have the parents pay for it. Do you, as a parent, want the state to tell you what kind of clothes your child will wear, what kind of food your child will eat, where your child will go to church? That's because they don't pay for those things. So if you want true autonomy with your children and what they are raised to believe, then you pay for education. So in Jefferson, education will be a free market commodity. Now you say, well, that's going to be expensive.
Well, what about the poor people?
Yeah. What do you think it costs now for public education? How much of your property tax goes for public education?
What if you rent?
Well, you're still paying for it through rent.
Yeah. Well, backing up, in Jefferson, there will not be property tax that you will have to pay. So you will have more funds, discretionary funds, to decide on your children's education. And you will be able to choose.
Well, you know, there's a lot of questions that way, you know, that like, you know, what about the poor people? What about the single moms? There was one comment that I saw that said, well, how do we get adequate education? And aren't we supposed to look after our citizens? Oh, do you mean like control our citizens? Do you mean like control their thinking? Do you mean like controlling everything they do? Anyway, I want to give you those two questions and see where you come down on those.
Well, obviously, we all assume that we personally ourselves know how to take care of our children's education. And we all personally make sure our children go to school. And we know what they are studying, and we are urging them to get good grades. It's the other people who don't do it well. When we were talking about this education problem in discussions forming the Constitution, people would come up with the argument, well, what about those parents who won't send their kids to school or who don't make sure they go? What are we going to do about them? Don't we have to have laws that require attendance? And the question then becomes, are they obeying the laws now? There's a SARB program, I don't know, state attendance requirement or something. The parents who want their children to become educated are doing it now. The ones who don't aren't doing it now, and nothing's going to change under Jefferson. But perhaps if the children have an education that they feel value in and that they have a say in, maybe they'll want to go to school. Maybe the parents will have more buy-in if they're footing the bill, instead of just some freebie that doesn't mean anything to us anyway.
And also, too, if the teachers at all levels, instructors, if you will, are allowed to actually teach and not have to fill or satisfy or fulfill some mandates. A lot of teachers feel that all they're doing is working towards those mandates, those state requirements, whatever those might be, and the kids are the victims of they're being left behind. Truly, we had this whole campaign in our nation, No Child Left Behind, right? We've got a state full of them.
Yeah, until children started to be left behind, and then they dumped that because you're not supposed to leave children behind. And if they're not going to uphold their part of the bargain, then we'll just do away with the program instead of hold them to account.
Right, and it was a fundraiser for somebody.
Yeah.
It was a definite fundraiser for somebody because they got money in there. And guess what? Somebody was pilfering money every which way, and you know that because that's what they do. They start these programs, and somebody gets rich off of them every single time.
And I know who it is, and it's the private companies who go around to the schools and do programs and in-service training, teaching the teachers how to implement No Child Left Behind and all those other programs. And it costs thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars for all this to happen. And, of course, those private companies are just raking it in because it's required by the states. So they go around and get their profit off
of it. And the kids are the commodity that they're exchanging for the money. And that's the problem. And then the kids are truly left behind.
And at the end of the day, at the end of the testing, have the children really accomplished anything?
No.
Not other than what they would have done anyway.
They still do testing?
I don't know.
But they want to take away SATs.
Well, for a while, you were going to have to pass a high school proficiency exam in order to get a diploma. And then so many kids were not passing it that they said, well, we'll start it in the sophomore year, and then you can take it every year until your senior year. And then they still weren't passing it, and so eventually they just dumped the program. rather than hold the kids to account and say, this diploma is based on whether or not you've learned anything. They just wanted to give everybody a participation diploma.
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head. You know, it really is about accountability and responsibility of a parent. I mean, you know, we keep worrying about taking care of other people's kids. Well, when you have kids, shouldn't you be taking care of them? And that was one thing. But the other thing I wanted to bring up to you was when you talk about we have to look after our citizens, you know, I saw that comment, and to me it really – I was really taken back, only because
it's so paternalistic.
Oh, tremendously. And, you know, you've got a theory about people who think like Californians or like establishment, and I think that was a great little theory. Can you kind of share that with us?
Yes. This has particularly become evident during the last year and a half when our education system has been totally disrupted. Jefferson is trying to do something different. You've got to get out of California. I don't care if you're still in the state boundaries. You have to get out of the California mindset. It isn't working. We know it isn't working. The last year and a half has shown us that the California system doesn't work. So instead of jumping into that cardboard box labeled California and pulling the lid up over your head and saying, we've got to do it this way because this is how we've always done it, get out of the box, throw the box away, walk out, sit in the sunshine, breathe in some non-COVID breezy air.
Non-smoky.
Yeah. And think of a new and different way. Right now, if your kid doesn't do well in school, who do you blame? Oh, it's always the school. Well, the teacher doesn't like him. Well, the school starts at the wrong time. Well, they have too much homework. My kid just doesn't learn that way. So the parent easily blames the system, which is not bad. But in Jefferson, if you have responsibility for your child's education, for your child's school, who can you blame then if your child isn't doing well? Well, if you don't like what that school's doing, take them to a different school. Form your own school. Do homeschool. There should be a variety of options because it's going to be a free market. And then who can you blame? No one but yourself. No one but your kid. So take a good look at what you are doing and what your family is doing. And that's what Jefferson is all about, accountability. Your accountability. We can't blame the welfare department because you're not getting enough money. You can't blame the police department because the people next door are making too much noise. It's accountability at a personal level. Don't put all of the onus on government to take care of your problems. It's time we all accepted responsibility for our own problems and our own solutions, and that's what Jefferson is trying to do. But what about accountability goes responsibility and authority? And if you are going to be held accountable, then the system has to give you the authority to take care of problems as they arise, and that's what Jefferson is trying to do. Not just make you be to blame, but to give you the authority to solve the problems.
Well, and the big thing, too, is stop thinking like a Californian, which we've all been conditioned to do. Think like a Jeffersonian. Think with the freedom mind, like you're exactly what you're saying. We're responsible, so let's take ownership. If I'm responsible for whatever it might be, my personal self, my kids, whatever, grandkids. I mean, there are a lot of families that grandparents are raising their grandkids, and God bless them for doing that. It's a necessity for their family unit. It's happening. So the grandparents now are going round two, and they're figuring out things, and a lot of them are relearning some stuff and learning stuff differently than what they had with their own kids, and they're making it better for their grandkids than they ever did for their children. So it's happening, because I've talked to several different sets of grandparents that are doing that, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're more active in their grandchildren's lives than they were than their children's lives, which is hard, but it's a reality. And so they're working with them to give them every opportunity as whatever's available right now to make that happen. And some of them are pulling them out of public schools. They're putting them in private schools. They're doing homeschooling or a combination thereof. They're doing all those things. And it's a great thing to see when they're actually doing that. And that's exactly what you're talking about. They're taking ownership. They're taking responsibility, and they're doing what they need to do, and it's necessary.
And with Jefferson, if you are willing to take accountability, to take ownership, to take responsibility, then we need to give you the authority to do it. And that's what the Jefferson Constitution does, is give authority back to the people.
That's right. It is we the people.
Taking it away from the government.
Away from the government. That's absolutely right. You know, there was another comment about education, and that was about, well, you know, what if the businesses move up here? And, you know, I mean, are they going to hire us hillbillies? I mean, really and truly, I mean, honest to goodness, we would be edumacated, wouldn't we?
I don't know how to spell educated, and I
edumacated.
Edumacated, and I don't know how to spell hillbilly because, of course, I went to school in California, so I'm handicapped. in the last couple days, I faced some really frustrating situations, and I had to keep reminding myself, don't take a no answer from someone who does not have the authority to say yes in the first place.
Mm, yep.
And we need to remember that in Jefferson. Don't say no when you have the authority to say yes. Take control. Don't let people push you around. Don't let a state push you around. Don't take a no from California when in Jefferson you have the authority to say yes.
One other thing about our Constitution, another comment that was made, by the way, we are going to talk about that after the break. We're going to talk about the new Jefferson Constitution that was 3 years in the making. Maybe longer?
I think longer. Don't remember. You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Anyway, there was a couple of comments. One said, well, maybe before we get this thing completely done, we should have a banker look at it. A banker? Really? A banker? This is great. This is amazing stuff. I can't believe that this was written. The other person he'd want to look at it is a lawyer. Let me think here. What have the lawyers done to our country? By the way, Chris Ann Hall is a lawyer.
Our president.
Yeah, she's a pretty good one.
Our president is a lawyer.
Yeah, our president. Yeah.
Hello, folks.
Yeah, Biden's a lawyer. And the other thing that this gentleman made a comment on was we have to have somebody from the political spectrum. What?
No.
What? Oh, I know. Let's see if we can find Mitch McConnell. I mean, Mr. Jab himself.
We all are from the political spectrum, and that's the problem. We have turned that responsibility over to people who don't care about us. We are politics. We are the people.
Mm-hmm.
We are the ones who determine who gets to represent us. Again, we've given up our authority. We've turned it over to someone else, and it's time we grab it back.
Because we just gave it to them so they can deal with the minutiae of dealing with all these things when it's our responsibility to deal with the minutiae and take ownership and do what needs to be done and hold them, the elected ones, accountable.
And as we have seen in Shasta County over the last several months, when you try to take that authority away from them and return it to the people, they fight you all over.
Like vipers. Yes, they're bad.
Yes. Rather than becoming your representative, they want to remain being your authoritative boss.
Dictators,
yeah.
Yes. That's where they're happiest.
And they just can't understand why we no longer want to follow them.
That's right.
Because after all, they are Republicans.
No, they're not.
I don't care if they are or not.
I don't care their party. They're just not doing the representation that they were hired to do by us.
Newsflash, I'm not a Republican. I don't support the Republican Party. I don't support any party. And side note, in Jefferson, there won't be any.
That's right. There will
be the people. There will not be parties.
That's right.
So you mean we're going to actually deal with issues?
Oh, I think so.
Wow. Well, with that, we're going to have to begin to head off to our break. When we come back, we want to talk to Janet and have her talk a little bit about the Jefferson Constitution. She'll be, and I'm sure she has some other notes on things that she wants to address. If you have a question for Janet Chandler, the phone number is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. And so I think we'll go off to our one and only break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Calling all the clans together. Calling all the clans together. come a-running.
Calling south and north together, calling west and east together, calling all of the clan together, brother, come running. Can't afford to be a bit of sleeping. Can't you see the reaper weeping?
Brothers, come a running.
Never mind the shells are flying. Never mind the dead and dying. Can't you hear the piper piping?
Brother, come a running.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16 for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
It is.
We have a few of those up here.
We do have
and
a few.
And all over
there.
Territory of Jefferson, those little things are being burned out because of all the garbage that's going on in Sacramento. So we need to take it back. We take back Jefferson, take it back and create Jefferson. Guess what? We will have control of all those country roads. They won't burn like they're burning right now.
That's right. And
just a little seed to plant there.
And you're right, my brother. And also, I guess we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow where we're going to be podcasting.
Okay, you can go to mountaintopmedia.com, mountaintopmedia.com. And then find the podcast tab for Jefferson State of Mine.
M-I-N-E.
M-I-N-E. And then you can listen. You can see what's going on. And there will most likely be a number there. I don't have the call-in phone number here because we didn't have that information. But most likely there will be that number on there. Or as we're talking, we can give that number so you guys can call in and chat with us if you want to do that.
Yeah. And there will it will
9
be
9 a.m. 9 a.m.
9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And we will have it archived, so you can listen to it anytime you want. In fact, you can watch it anytime you want.
And the sad part is, the really, really sad part is, you will actually see us. And we have faces for radio. Terry has the voice for radio. I don't. I just hang along. But yeah, you're gonna see us, and I'm really sorry.
Yeah, we'll try to show you our profiles.
No,
that's the best. Takes up more room.
Yeah, no doubt.
What are you agreeing with, Travis?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah. Anyway, we are here with Janet Chandler, the First Lady of Jefferson, and we have completed a constitution we're excited about at our convention last weekend, our final one. It's been minimum 3 years in the making. Janet has been there since the beginning. A lot of you folks, thank you for all your hard work. And Janet, we're just going to give this to you. Where do you want to start on what on the Jefferson Constitution, giving people kind of an overview?
Well, first, it's important to understand the process of writing a constitution. And it takes people, and it takes a lot of different minds, a lot of different experiences, and it's not always a smooth process. Terry was talking about, well, we need a banker involved and a lawyer involved,
yeah,
and all of those
agree.
People. You have them.
Yes.
It's called normal, ordinary, common, everyday people. And part of the problem in our system now is that we rely too much on specialists. Oh, well, I don't know anything about the law, so I better go see an attorney. Well, the question is, why don't you know about the law? Why haven't you made yourself at least modicumly aware of what's going on in the law? Do you not have a Black's Law Dictionary? Have you not gotten a copy of the Uniform Commercial Code, at least in some sort of form, so you know what your rights are according to the law? A banker. Don't you know what they're doing with your money now? Don't you have some kind of expertise? We need to make ourselves jacks of all trade, even if we're master of only one or two. Your responsibility is to know what's going on in the world. Politicians, we're all politicians. We should all know what's happening politically. If we had been, we would never have allowed the voting system to be brought in that took away our election in November 2020.
Mm-hmm.
If we had been watching what was happening at our local elections, we would not have allowed machines to take the place of people counting votes. Again, Jefferson says you have the responsibility for whatever happens in your state. It's not the job of someone else. And one of the things that we are doing in Jefferson is reducing the number of people who are represented by each of our representatives. We all know the horror story of California. We have one senator for every 1 million people. We have an assemblyman for every 500,000. In Jefferson, let's reduce it to what it should be, and that's one assemblyman for every 5,000, not 500,000. There will be two senators for each county, not for 1 million people. We have to bring representation back to the control of the people because that's where it belongs. So those are two big changes that are going to be made in Jefferson. We're going to have some control of that legislature. They are going to meet for 90 days every 2 years for legislation purposes. On the alternate years, they will be getting together to formulate a budget. Okay, who knows what happens with the budget in California?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Well, the auditors can't even find it.
No, not even the legislators know what happens with a budget. And every year, they come up to the deadline on the budget, and then they go over, and all the state spending is suspended until they figure out what the budget is going to be. And then it's supposed to be balanced, but they always just say, well, we're going to borrow this money, and then it will balance. And it's a joke. Well, in Jefferson, that will not happen. A very interesting thing, we've been following a couple of court cases in with Mark Baird and his 2A court case, and of course we had the state of Jefferson was suing over representation, and we ran into the problem at the federal level that they just don't decide anything. It goes months, it goes over a year, and they still haven't come up with a decision. Well, this is one place in which California does it right, and in which Jefferson is going to emulate them, and that is that every month before a judge will get his paycheck, he has to certify that he has no case that is more than 90 days out from being decided. And if he has not made a decision on a case, within 90 days, he doesn't get paid. So put the responsibility where it lies. If you can't do your job, we're not going to pay you for your job. We in Jefferson, the legislature cannot bring forth any bill unless it has already passed through the Department of Constitutional Review. Now, this is a biggie. We all know that at the federal level and at the state level, we have three branches of government: the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Well, in Jefferson, we're throwing in a fourth branch of government, and it's the Department of Constitutional Review. And they are going to have some specific requirements, some responsibilities, and they're also going to have some checks and balances so they aren't some rogue agency that can just go out and do anything they want. One of their primary jobs is going to be sure that any legislation proposed meets constitutional requirements. Does it actually have a title that describes what's inside the bill? Does it actually have a nexus to a part of the Constitution? So it's not some random thing, and well, we're going to do it anyway, even if it's not constitutionally mandated. And how much is it going to cost, and where's the money going to come from? If the constitutional review says, no, you don't meet the requirements, then that bill does not go forward to whichever house originated it. So we're not going to end up with this ridiculous thing that we have in California where the governor gets the bill and he says, well, I'm going to sign it. It's not constitutional, but let the courts figure it out, and then the courts take the next 5 years discussing it. We're trying to streamline that in Jefferson so that we don't end up with all of these non-responsive acts done by the legislature.
You know, it's the type of thing where Janet just really hit the nail on the head. That person that wrote, well, we need to have a banker, we need to have a politician, and we need to have a lawyer. Again, where's the personal responsibility? We are citizens. We should know those things. And, Janet, that's such a great point.
Well, the other thing, too, that's
such a great point.
Those comments or in that note or whatever that
yeah.
was sent out,
unbelievable.
They're thinking like a Californian.
Exactly.
And I always don't do that. That's what's going to handicap all of us, as you think like a Californian, because we've been conditioned to do that. Stop, pull yourself back away from that line, and think like a Jeffersonian. Personal responsibility, first and foremost. And then move forward from there.
Yeah,
I just have one comment
sure.
on that. And that is that, yeah, I get all that, but here's the real deal. This particular person referred everything to somebody else for the responsibility. You refer the mm-hmm. education to the government. You refer the budget or anything monetarily to a banker. You refer the politics to a politician. Look where that's gotten us. You refer the part about law that Janet has so eloquently spoke on, and right on, by the way. You know, you're referring this. They're not only thinking like Californians. They're thinking like, hey, you know, they're passing the buck to somebody else. How does that – and then the same email, you have something saying, well, you know, it is we the people. Well, not according to you. According to you, what it is somebody else does all the work, and we don't have any personal responsibility at all.
Or any say-so.
Or any say-so.
Along those lines, let's return quickly to education.
Yes.
In California, I'm a credentialed teacher, and I had to go through all the hoops and pay all the fees and do all the coursework to get my California teaching credential. What does that exactly mean? It means that I jumped through all the hoops and paid the fees and did all the coursework. Did it mean that I was a good teacher? Absolutely not. In Jefferson, there will be no state credentialing for teachers. It's a free market system. If you take your education, your training down to the local private school, you convince them that you are going to do a good job educating their students, they have the right to hire you. It doesn't matter if you're credentialed. Do you know that Justice Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court is not allowed to teach in a California K-12 school? He is not credentialed, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So, again, put the responsibility back on the parents, the private school, to vet the teachers, to see if they're a good fit, to see if they would be able to benefit your children's education. Put the responsibility where it lies.
Just think what we could learn from him.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I've spent decades in the California school system, and I have met some wonderful teachers. They have been just great, and I admire them. And I have met some that should not be in the classroom. Mm-hmm. They do more harm than good. They are not a good fit for what I would want for my children. So a credential does not make you qualified. And a teacher who's good for one school may not be good for another school. So we have the right to choose the one that best fits for our needs. Another way in which individual responsibility comes into effect is in the judicial system. We're going to have several different court levels, and at the very basic court level in the county, you don't even have to be a lawyer to be in that court. People can hire someone or elect someone, which is the same thing, mm-hmm. who has good common sense, who works well with the community, who can look at the needs of the community and come up with court decisions that people are going to be happy with. You don't have to be a lawyer. It's up to the people to decide who they want judging in their particular community. At all levels, it is not a requirement that you be in the Bar Association, which is a private corporation. We do not want lawyers or attorneys telling us what the law should be or how we should be adjusting to what the law is.
Now, the bar, isn't that when you pay fees to that, it goes to England, correct?
British Accredited Registry.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So, so it's not even, you're not paying a fee to an organization or association that's local, when I say local, through the state.
Well, they do have a California Bar Association.
Right.
And an American
one,
Bar
But
Association.
The bar itself, in general, is
a private corporation.
Private corporation. Held and owned by England.
Which is just like our grand jury system, the California Grand Jury Association. It's not a government organization. It's private. It's a corporation. So we're trying to get this out of the control of NGOs and corporations and return it to the people. It's our government. We have the right to say what goes on.
And we fund it.
And we fund it. We pay the bills. Yes.
And it's important to know that the states do hold the power. I mean, that's something where we've lost track of everything. There's so much we've allowed the federal government to overstep their bounds, and in Jefferson, we're not going to do that.
We are not. We are going to try very hard. If you have 5,000 people being represented by one person, it's a lot easier to control that one person than it is when we have Megan and Brian Daly, who are I don't know where, and it's one dynasty controlling the north state of California. I don't feel well represented, and I don't care how good a job they're doing. That's totally irrelevant. I'm not being well represented because there are too many of me and not enough of them.
Let's talk a little bit about the county sheriff and the role of the county sheriff in the state of Jefferson.
Constitutional officer, one of the most important offices in the state of Jefferson, because that constitutionally elected sheriff is responsible to the people. He will not be under the control of the federal government. He does not understand, if you get the total meaning of that word, he is not under the control of the FBI or the Department of Justice or the Attorney General or the Board of Supervisors. He is responsible to the people. He also controls the militia.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elaborate.
Well, we will have a Jefferson militia in each county, and every resident, not every citizen, every resident is considered to be a member of the militia. Now, in the federal constitution, it says a well-regulated militia. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever wonder what regulated? Does that mean they have to follow rules? No, regulated means well-trained. Well, obviously, if we're going to have a militia, we want to make sure that you know how to perform and act as a militia, a defensive group. So we would expect that you know how to use the weaponry that are involved. We expect that you know how to use the equipment and how to get in touch with people in the radio context. So regulated means well-trained. And the every resident, if you are in a county in Jefferson, you are assumed to be a member of the militia. If you are not part of that well-regulated and trained, then you are the informal militia, and you are given the responsibility to protect your family, your property, and your state.
Do they have to get a COVID vax first?
Don't even go there. Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable. One of
my family members just had to get a COVID test in order to have a medical procedure done.
Oh, wow.
And there was no choice. The medical procedure is life-saving. You have no choice. And when you get the statement that it's negative, what does it say? You've been tested for SARS-CoV-2.
Oh.
Well, of course, they can't test for COVID. They haven't identified the COVID virus. Even the originator of the test says it's not to be used for that. It doesn't do any good. The CDC said, well, there are too many false positives. It's really not an accurate test. But you got to take the test. Well, this family member can exist very happily knowing that he's not infected with SARS-CoV-2.
You know, it's interesting because Israel has, what, 80% of their people have been vaccinated, and they now have a spike. They had, what, 10,000 last week infected. It's sort of like a lot of the people that I've talked to that have had their jab, those particular people now are getting COVID.
That's right.
Okay, so I know that we're kind of going off on a different subject here.
No, we're going to bring it back, so just continue.
Oh, okay.
I have a pertinent Jefferson discussion on that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, of course.
Well, then let's roll it because we've got 8 minutes. You go, girl.
Okay. Well, this was not in the original Constitution, but over the last year and a half, I deemed it necessary to include it.
Oh, into the Jefferson Constitution.
Into the Jefferson Constitution.
Okay.
Article 1, Section 21, Medical Rights, recognizing that our bodies are our personal property. All adults shall have an inherent right and complete authority to make medical decisions concerning their own bodies, providing that those decisions do not directly and adversely affect the well-being of another human life.
Mm-hmm.
Put in there particularly for abortion. These decisions include, but are not limited to, the use or refusal of medical treatments and procedures, tests, injections, vaccines, drugs, supplements, and remedies. I found that it was vital to state it. There was the argument that, well, we already have the right to life, liberty, and property, so you don't need to put that in. It's just an arguing point. Where would we be today with the right to keep and bear arms if it had not explicitly been stated in the Bill of Rights?
That's a very, very good point. I think it's a great point, you know, and I think that needed to be added there. There are some things that are unique to our times here, not to say that anything is not, that the Constitution isn't pertinent. It's million, billion, trillion percent pertinent. Point is that there's some things to reemphasize. I think that's a good point. I think that's fine to reemphasize.
Yeah. We can't include every right. And, of course, it says that we have rights that are not stated, but that doesn't mean we don't have them. And it in the Jefferson Constitution, just as in the federal Constitution. But when it becomes so obvious that a right could be lost, if it's not clearly stated, then you better clearly state it.
Right.
You know, Matt had brought up before on the program before us that I thought was very pertinent to everything, and that is that we're seeing this government control reaching, and it's incredible. You know, I think that probably the protection we have is the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. In Jefferson, it will be open carry. How are the gun laws going to look in Jefferson?
What gun laws would that be?
The gun laws, as far as there is no gun laws.
There are no gun laws.
Because we have what?
Because we have the right to life.
We do.
Liberty.
Yes.
And the protection of
yes.
property. The gun laws will, there are no restrictions unless you are a convicted felon. And then you cannot have a gun, but after you have paid your penalty to the state, then you have the right to petition to get all of your rights back, including the right to keep and bear arms and the right to vote. If you are under the age of 18, you have to have parental permission to buy a gun or ammunition. It just makes sense. You are not responsible for what you do, and therefore we want to protect you. Let's see. The laws are restrictions on government. There will be no licensing, registration, special taxation. If the gun and the ammunition are completely within the state of Jefferson, they do not leave, they were manufactured there, then they don't even come under federal gun laws because we are the sovereign country of Jefferson.
So when we have these ammo plants come to Jefferson to create their business, and
yes,
the gun plants come here to create their business,
then it will be, if they're bought and sold totally within the state of Jefferson, then they don't come under federal gun laws.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we're not edumacated, if we aren't edumacated, how are they going to come here?
How can we do this?
If they're not edumacated.
In Jefferson, you darned well better be edumacated.
Okay.
Because it's your responsibility, and I'm sick of people who are not edumacated and then brag about it. Yeah. And classes of arms commonly owned for lawful purposes, including those of military grade, are legal.
So I can have a tank?
I don't care if you have a tank. I don't care if you have a machine gun.
Can you give me the money to buy one?
No. I can't give you the money for gas either, but if you can afford it. The only restriction is that there will be a waiting period to check for felony convictions before you're allowed to purchase it. But how long does that take?
2 seconds.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Type it into the computer?
Yep.
Nope. Okay. Good to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
5 minutes at the most.
All legal residents of Jefferson can, from their local sheriff, get a concealed weapons certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And that says that in the state of Jefferson, you are lawfully and legally allowed to carry an open or closed concealed weapon. So if you go to another state, it shows that you are legally allowed.
Because other states require
right.
So a permit.
That's right.
So,
but in Jefferson, it will
be
a certificate.
Because we're not asking for permission.
That's right.
We're asking for the document to go to those other states so we can not be a lawbreaker when we go to those other states.
And the sheriff would be required to give it to you.
There you
go. It's not, well, I don't know. Let me check.
No.
If you've got the gun, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, on Mountaintop Media, Sovereign Minds also will have 2 hours tomorrow. We will be from 9 to 10. Sovereign Minds will be from 11 to noon. They'll be talking about that on their show. But I think it would be good to have a series with Janet Chandler.
Oh, amen.
And we'll have a series on the Jefferson Constitution with an open line. We'll be doing that on the podcast with Mountaintop Media. Probably in the next few weeks, we'll put that together so that we can use the 3 hours. Would you be okay with that?
Oh, you want me to talk about Jefferson? You know how I hate being on the radio talking about Jefferson.
I'll bring you M&Ms.
One quick thing I need to change or fix, because I misspoke earlier when I was giving the website information. I was wrong, so
okay.
I want to correct that.
Okay.
So the way to get to the Mountaintop Media website, you can get there, and then after tomorrow, our podcast will be ready to go on there. So it'll be on there and ready to go. So it's http://http://www.am, like mother, S like Sam, -, whatever you want to call it, media, media.com/ mountaintopmedia.com/#. So I know that was a lot, but that's what it is. I'll read it again real quick just to make sure we got it. http://www.ams-media.com/ mountaintopmedia.com/#, or a number sign.
Janet, thank you.
Love doing it.
Yep. First Lady of Jefferson, Janet Chandler.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wynn, brother, Travis, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
We all have to pay. It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership.